Krishna. All right, three questions today. One's from Bhakti Hilda, and she's asking on behalf of a householder couple who had their third little baby, or their third child is now a little baby. But since the question was asked, the little baby's growing somewhat. In any case, the baby was born with a hole in its heart, and I don't know whether it's a boy or a girl. And doctors say that it'll have to be operated later on. So there are two questions. One, if the parents can't give enough or proper blood, is it acceptable for an operation to get blood from others? The answer is yes, why not? We accept others performing operation, we accept medication from others, we accept so many other things, so why not accept the blood? We're not like some other religious organizations that would rather let a child die. Better that we be practical. And she says, how can you solve this in a devotional way? So resolve it in a practical way. It's a practical affair. And on the more devotional side, she asks what type of prayer should we offer to Krishna in the intervening period until the operation comes. And the answer would be that we can pray as we prayed for Srila Prabhupada. If you so desire, please let this operation be successful. The emphasis being on if you so desire, whatever Krishna desires, that is what we want. So a devotee therefore prays that he can accept his or her own fate, and that whatever that fate may be, we can always remember Krishna. This is our constant meditation on our constant hope. The next question is from Pritam Singh in India. He says, my friend got a cat, and now he wants to get rid of the cat because he's spraying everywhere. He says, I'm considering taking on the cat, but my question is whether I can neuter it or not. Will I get bad karma if I do that, and so on? Of course, my answer may be somewhat belated, or more than belated, since this is a year on and something must have happened in this situation. But in any case, no, you shouldn't neuter it. Why, if you want to accept the cat, then accept the cat as it is. Why take away the prerogative of the cat to live a natural life? On the other hand, one should consider whether cats and dogs as well, whether these belong in the house. These aren't meant for to be house animals. What should he do with a cat if he has it? Well, cats live very well outdoors, especially in India, especially if you feed it and if you put a little box outside for it around the house or in front of the door or near the door, then it's got both a home as well as it's got food, better yet, even prasadam, and in that way, it's also doesn't need to be neutered. While we don't necessarily consider these animals belong in the house, at the same time, they have rights. Why should they be neutered if they're just acting according to their nature? All right, then, there's Ananta Purushottam is asking the last question, which basically is that sometimes when we're suffering, then we take that as Krishna's arrangement and an opportunity to be more spiritual in spiritual life. And on the other hand, when the suffering abates and the modes are more conducive, then we become complacent in Krishna consciousness. How can we stop that bad habit? By cleansing our hearts. We need to come from this type of roller coaster spiritual life, that we're serious when things are tough, we're complacent where things are good, to the stage of steadiness. And that means rising from the platform of being a Kanishtha Adhikari to that of being a Madhyamadhikari. These are all stages of he'll fight devotee. And when one comes to an intermediate devotee, madhyam, comes to the platform of nishtha. Nishtha means steady. And steady means that whatever the circumstances, good or bad, one continues going forward in Krishna consciousness. Indeed, if circumstances become good, material circumstances are favorable, then we may have more time, more resources, more health, more intelligence to practice Krishna consciousness, and therefore we apply ourselves even better. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Hare Krishna.